So if the Bears struggle next season and Justin Fields is part of that reason, that he is a catalyst of it and he's not playing well, the Bears making that trade with Carolina is the thing that is the safety net. Because you have to believe Carolina's not going to play really well and that they're going to be in the top end of the NFL draft board.
It's you don't know, but they might have enough where Bryant Young might get them at least 5 or 6 wins if he's that good. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, but I mean,
the devil's advocate
as good will make them out to be. They could make a difference in one season.
But the devil's advocate in the NFL is it's football. Anything can happen. But here's the reason why a lot of guys don't end up having a job long enough than 3 years, because you use a lot on prospects and what things are in the future. And in my opinion, if the Chicago Bears go into next year and Justin Fields is not the guy that they think he's going to be, that he's not that top tier quarterback, and they have a chance to get a top 5 draft pick, and Carolina does too, they will be drafting a quarterback next season. And that is why if you're the Raiders, if you're the Texans, if you're Cleveland, if you're any of these teams that is Seattle, if you're Detroit, your prospects, your best hope is that you get enough talent around a young quarterback on a rookie deal to be able to afford these other players. And then when it's time to pay up, you've already won the trophy that you have. Philadelphia needs to cash in. Their best opportunity is when they lost in that Super Bowl. Now they had to pay up. Now, the funny thing is Jalen Hurts' contract in about 4 years is going to look reasonable, because there's going to be a Joe Burrow deal, a Justin Herbert deal. There's going to be dudes who get paid. And a lot of these guys have actually gone to Super Bowls. We haven't even seen Lamar Jackson get his deal yet. And they might be getting a quarterback. They might be looking at, because what's more valuable? What's more needed? A $200 million quarterback, or a quarterback that you think is going to be really good for 5 free years?
But I think you're not looking at like the Cam Newton effect, though. These guys only have their best value when they're being underpaid and they're younger.
Seattle literally went to 2 Super Bowls and won one on that mantra. The Cincinnati Bengals are hoping they win Super Bowls based on that.
Yeah, 10 years ago when they had a quarterback on a rookie deal.
That's my point. You need a quarterback on a rookie deal. So if you're the Raiders, why are you not doing that?
Maybe we're agreeing with each other, but you were saying that, you got to commit to Jalen Hurts or whatever. And like, where's Lamar Jackson's contract? And what I'm saying is like, those guys lost their values once they were on the rookie. They're so good that you have to throw so much money at them that you affect your team in other ways, because one, you're depending on them to be as good as they were when they earned that sort of money. You know, like the Lamar Jackson during his MVP like season, he's never going to be like that anymore. Like Cam Newton, who's like, you know, basically non-existent, you know? But what I was saying, but like, you and I are always kind of disagreeing on this, because I understand what you're saying is like a quarterback is essential to winning. You know, like you have to have a good quarterback in order to win, or at least even a serviceable quarterback, which, you know, like you have to get lucky in that regard with how else you build your team. But if you tie up your quarterback in so much money, you lose out on other star players. And this was like the Raiders with Khalil Mack was a big thing. But also when you're comparing the Raiders nowadays with the Bears nowadays, these are two way different franchises right now. You know, one team expected to suck last year, one team undershot expectations, but one team made kind of more drastic changes that they think are going to help them still be a relevant team versus the team that's trying out year two of a rebuild.
I would even say we're going to be talking about drastic changes. This is a team that has a new president. It's second year with a general manager. It has its second year with a new coaching staff. It's like, second year with a starting quarterback. Like, there's a lot of changes the Bears went through drastically.
Drastically, I think, but not so much on the field versus, you know, to like.
Well, this year would be that year, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Raiders made some desperation moves, but also I think because they feel that the guys bringing in under this regime are going to help them win, not they're starting over and trying to burn out. Like,
it's the Davante Adams trait.
Yeah, you know, like the Bears are building a core. The Raiders think they have their core.
Yes.
And they don't. They don't. I mean, you know, they had to make some drastic moves to do it, but. You know, it's like, that's why, like, you know, the idea of like trading down, you know, it's like, there better be someone worth it at 10 if they're going to trade down. Cause you know, like the draft scenario that you presented to me, it's like, I don't know if that really helps them. I think if someone good is there at 7 and you really believe that they're that good, go for them. Hopefully the scouting is good though.
You know, it must be draft season if things are getting heated here on the Sports Cubicle. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle throughout the entire show. It's the Dangerous One, Paulie Dangerous, Paul Shabari. I'm Mike Mercado. And you're joining us in progress of this water cooler. How we were just kind of talking about the, how important this week is heading into the NFL draft. A lot of things are going to be determined for these organizations, including Paulie's Oakland Raiders, aka the Las Vegas Raiders, the Chicago Bears. There is a lot of things that are going to change in the NFL over the next 4 years. And that's kind of like how we always judge things, right? Like 4 to 5 years, that's how we'll really be able to evaluate, unless it's an obvious bust that comes through. But if you haven't been following us here on the Sports Cubicle, one of the inherent things I've always believed is teams need to be much more upfront to their fan base if they're going to struggle. Because as long as there's a plan, I'm willing to follow you in a sport where the turnaround should be fast enough. Teams like the Raiders, teams like the Titans, teams like the Giants, teams like the Jets, we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. There are teams that either go for it, they think they're all in, like Cleveland, right? When all that assets with Deshaun Watson, and it's going to blow up in their face. But you look at Cincinnati. Now, again, not everybody hits on Joe Burrow. But they're going to be able to put everything around them for another year or two. And then they're going to have to sign that big contract. And they need to cash in because they're going to have to pay a lot of dudes. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd. What's going to happen with Joe Mixon? Like, there's a lot to do on that team. And when you invest in things like a Jamar Chase and a Joe Burrow and not an offensive line, you have also put your franchise in risk of injuries. So there is a lot of different ways these organizations have to build themselves. There's not a correct way unless you have Patrick Mahomes to do this. There's no surefire way to do this. But around the cubicle, Marver's been listening to the banter back and forth. Devin is here if you're watching us live on the YouTubes. But Marver, you heard the banter going back and forth of kind of the philosophy. Let me ask you, as a Bears fan, the Bears having this draft capital, we'll see what happens. I think they're going to trade down come Thursday, but they have all this draft capital. Justin Fields struggled next season, and the Bears are on a trajectory to a 1 or 2 pick with Carolina and or their pick. They will be in on a Caleb Williams or name any quarterback, because you have to be able to afford your roster around a quarterback. Do you believe that or not?
No, not right now. I believe they'll trade down. And they've already picked up, you know, a backup quarterback, and they're not going to develop another one right now. So the quarterback is not going to happen. So they'd be better off letting somebody else take the, you know, a good quarterback, and they can maybe get more than one player somehow out of this, because they need a lot of help, you know, a different position. So I'm thinking that they'll trade down and hopefully make a deal that will improve the team overall, because quarterback, they're going with Fields clearly. All the way. They're all in on him without any question.
Do you believe if 2023 into 2024 is a struggle for Fields, though? I guess the question is, how much trust is this front office going to give a guy they didn't draft? You know, he might have won the draft, but this isn't a Ryan Poles guy. Marvin, do you think that if he struggles this coming up season, the Bears only win 3-4 games, it's a disappointing season in the bad NFC North. Do you think that they will stick with Justin Fields for another season?
I think that they might pull the trigger on him a little sooner than the previous administration, but they've invested enough in him that I see going through at least 24 at this point, honestly. If they have 2 bad years, maybe. And it depends upon what, if it's like because they're injury plagued, or is it because he sucks? You know, it depends upon what causes the 3-14 season. Don't forget, there's 17 games.
And you're right. We talked about the Cincinnati thing, right? Like, if they don't draft a proper line, they put their guy in a position of danger. And Paulie bringing it up, you know, as somebody, we all watched the Cam Newton experience. We all saw McNabb and Griffin and like all these different Michael Vick, like great athletes. Some of them last forever, but some of them break down. Big Ben lasted forever. Cam Newton just fell off a cliff. And then you have something like a situation where, you know, Andrew Luck built the entire build. And by the time he was my age, he was ready to quit. So it's like, it's hard to evaluate these guys. But Dev, I want to know your thoughts on kind of this, you jumping in and hearing what Paulie Dangerous and I were talking about. And, you know, everybody's excited. It's draft season. It's draft day, baby. But where are you at with kind of the philosophy of, do you want a quarterback on a rookie contract and you want to build around him? Or do you invest in your guy? And you try to, you're paying him the money, provide, elevate dudes. Where are you on this?
Well, I think in all reality, if you want the big money contract, you have to earn it. I mean, when the Bengals gave Andy Dalton that giant contract with one playoff win, it's like, come on, this is ridiculous here. But we're not the Bengals. We're the Bears. And, you know, it's definitely nice seeing a quarterback that actually has the potential here. I mean, he's definitely a lot better than Mitch Trubisky is, and he's kind of up there, you know, like if Jay Cutler could actually run. It's kind of a nice thing here, though, and definitely like Marv was kind of talking about, they've already given the Bears what I should say, they've kind of given Justin Fields more tools to succeed. You know, they trade for Chase Claypool. You got DJ Moore move Darnell Mooney to number two. Going to get rid of Dave Montgomery to clear up some cap space. You know, you have Khalil Herbert here. And again, I've been saying this when they got the number one draft pick. Trade down, which they did, and get more picks, which they did here. And I definitely think, again, I've been saying it for the longest time, an offensive line. The thing that was the most painful about that Lions-Bears game was seeing how Jared Goff had all the time in the world to figure out where the hell he wanted to throw that, and how Justin Fields, you know, we learned this, especially last year in the season, or I should say more of his rookie season. How much do we see that guy? He was running not because he wanted to, but because he was scrambling. He didn't want to get his, you know, brain knocked off here. And we're definitely kind of seeing that now here. So definitely the team has things needs to work on. The offensive line is probably number one on there. And, you know, good secondary defense is probably number two there.
It is, in my opinion, one of the fun times in sports. I mean, it's always a fun time. Baseball is awesome right now. The NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we get the chance to talk about the NFL draft. I love it. And we're going to go around the room and we're going to, you know, I know, Paul, you're a Raiders fan, but you still watch the monsters of the midway. You are as connected as any of us. So I want to know where you think the Bears are going to go come this Thursday in the first round. But before we get to our amazing cubicle full of awesome people, before we get a chance to talk about what the beloved are going to do, boys, Sports Cubicle fans, we got a sponsor. Oh my goodness, somebody has decided to actually take the dive with us. Ladies and gentlemen, visit our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Look at their natural eucalyptus mattress for the best in-class sustainability. They've created a plant-based hybrid mattress that's eco-friendly, durable, temperature regulating, and unlike our parents, fully supportive. It is Sheets and Giggles. And if you're a listener, if you're a fan, you get 15% off all bedding right now. Just type in the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, for 15% off. Oh my God, guys, we have made it big time here on the Sports Cubicle with the dangerous one, Pauly Dangerous Paul Shavari. It's Devin Tingle. It's the marvelous one, Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado. Make sure you're supporting our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. Pauly.
Is there a promo code? Are we not cool enough for that yet? Is there a promo code?
Promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch.
Yeah, 15, that's awesome.
15% off. The Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch. Get 15% off your betting right now at Sheets and Giggles. Pauly, what do the Bears do? At it's 15% off. What are the Bears going to do? I know a lot of us are in, you know, we hear the Paris Johnson, we hear Skoransky, we hear trading down, we hear Jalen Carter if he falls to them. What do you think the Bears are going to do? Even if it's not a specific player, maybe you do have a specific player. Where are they going to go?
I haven't been watching the college highlight clips as much as some other people have. But I think there's got to be, you know, you're number nine overall with the Bears. And there's got to be at least 10 guys in this entire draft that you're saying to yourself, it's a no-brainer. Go out and get the guy. And even if you know, like, oh, he's a low first round guy. If there's a guy that you're looking at, your scouting is telling you that, like, this guy is a once in a generation, stake your reputation on this type of player guy, do it. Like Paris Johnson, if that's the guy, go get him because they can use an offensive tackle. There's several positions that the Bears need to fill. And if there is a guy available that's supposed to be that good, I say go and get him. But I also do like the philosophy of trading down. I mean, they need depth. So, I mean, if you can move a few spots down, get some other picks of value later in the draft, and then maybe isolate certain guys that you think you could still get if they're on the board at that point. You know, gone are the days of Ryan Pace jumping the gun and trading up for Trubisky or Leonard Floyd or even Josh Fields or Justin Fields. Thank you. Yeah, not the former White Sox third baseman. I think in maybe two out of three or all three of those cases, you could have argued that the Bears didn't really need to trade up to get those players. And what did they lose in those trades? And I think they're in a position now where they can use some extra picks. They maybe have better scouting. I think I trust the Ryan Poles regime a little bit better under him. You know, I think it's a better run operation than what we saw a few years ago. So I could see that strategy too. But I think that's only if there's not a guy available at nine that you really are wild about?
Dev, where are you at, my friend? Other than sleeping on beautiful sheets and giggles mattress and bedding, how do you think the NFL draft will fall for the beloved Bears, the Monsters of the Midway? Where do they go? Do you have a player that you have in mind? How does it play out come Thursday?
Well, first off, we can get some of these mattresses out here in the basement of the basement to cover up that portal to hell we got going on. I think that'd be a great one, first off. And I mean, personally, I would like to see them trade down. I mean, I know Ryan Poles is no Bill Belichick. He's not going to make a wizard play trading down. But that guy has definitely made a lot of good decisions here. But, you know, case in point is Paul said it best. They got a lot of positions they need to fill here. And personally, I say go for someone on that offensive line there, you know. Kind of like, lost train of thought there. Definitely want to take care of that offensive line because we need, if Justin Fields is a guy, we need to make sure he's not getting bombed every, you know, 10 seconds or so here. So I don't have any specific players in cover Fields. That's all I have here.
We'll cover Fields and make sure you're covering yourself just like Marvelous does every single time he's on the road scouting the game we love of basketball over at sheetsandgiggles.com. Put in promo code the sports cubicle, sports from the couch, for 15% off all betting. Marvelous, how does it work out for the Chicago Bears come the first round of the NFL draft?
Well, I believe that they'll eventually, when they do make a pick, will probably be a defensive pick unless it's an offensive lineman. I mean, I think that that's the way they need to go, you know, depending who the best player available is, which is always the question. But the main thing to keep in mind is that Eucalyptus Lyocell is the future's fabric.
Sheetsandgiggles.com.
These guys have a sense of humor too. It says, learn from sheets.
Support these people and support your friends here at the Sports Cubicle. It's sheetsandgiggles.com. Promo code the Sports Cubicle, sports from the couch. Paul, I believe it's 15% off all betting.
Yeah, you know, life can be unfunny when you're using the same sheets a different day. So you got to mix it up and get some new sheets with Sheets and Giggles, and you'll be a lot happier.
15% off the Sports
Cubicle. You guys are all doing funny jokes, so I figured I had to throw one in there.
It was pretty good. Hopefully this draft Thursday is not a joke. Hopefully you guys are all enjoying a wonderful weekend joining us here on the Sports Cubicle. We appreciate you guys every single. I don't think we say this enough, guys. Now that we're heading deep into baseball, you know, we're baseball season's coming along. We're in playoff season for different sports, and it's a great time. Show a little love and appreciation to the amazing people that support us here on the Sports Cubicle. And we appreciate them because this is awesome. We get to talk to our boys here. We get to be in the basement of the basement of the dungeon of WCPT. And it's a lot of fun. And now that we have our friends over at Sheets and Giggles, we'll see the good times are rolling. And hopefully the times are rolling for, yes, Paulie's Raiders as well. And the beloved Chicago Bears come Thursday. Maybe they'll trade with each other and we'll just have a beautiful Brady Bunch family, Paulie.
Every time that happens,
let us know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV for Devin Siegel. He'll be here throughout the entire show. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver, it's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.